You're listening to WMUK. I'm Andy Robbins. Next month, Kalamazoo Valley Community College will start a new Cell Tower Academy at its Groves campus. The six-week program, in cooperation with Newkirk Electric Company, will train students to build and maintain cell phone towers. WMUK's Anthony Gladden has more.
With the rise in popularity of cell phones comes a rise in demand for cell phone towers. That means there's a high demand for cell tower technicians. Tom Sutton is the director of wind energy and technology at Kalamazoo Valley Community College.
What's led to this great demand now is that many of your major carriers like T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon, etc., in competition with each other, are trying to get more and more bandwidth and have more and more customers. So everybody likes data, right? Everybody likes to watch a video. To do that requires a massive amount of bandwidth.
Tuition for the new program is $3,200 and includes a toolset valued at $1,400. The pay earned by cell tower technicians makes the tuition seem very affordable. Even entry-level technicians make really good money, according to Elizabeth Lyons, the director of career academies at KVCC.
Once they are hired, we expect that they're going to be making between $15 and $23 per hour, and that's entry-level with opportunities for overtime. So many of them will find that their tuition costs are covered shortly after employment.
The six-week program involves more of the book, work, and test. Sutton says there is actual hands-on work involved with towers donated by Newkirk Electric that are similar to those a technician would see on the job.
The work is done normally at great height on top of the antenna arrays, and so a fair amount of time in the program is put towards work at height safety. Combined with that, a basic knowledge of electricity, some basic mechanical things around bolting and aiming antennas and how to safely hoist and rig those things leads to a short-term program. We're talking just under 6 weeks.
Newkirk Electric Vice President Jim Anton says the company got involved in the academy because it is an opportunity to get young people better prepared to become cell tower technicians.
When we saw this opportunity, we saw it as a good way to get some remedial training for young men and women who wanted to get into this field. So by the time they come out to the contractors, they have some of the basic training already in hand.
The six-week program will start in March of this year, and applicants must pass a math assessment exam before they are accepted into the program. Applications for the Cell Tower Technician Program are available at career academies at kvcc.edu. For WMUK, I'm Anthony Gladden.